utterly despicable. Those words from Defense Secretary Leon Panetta after seeing a video on TMZ that apparently shows four U.S. Marines urinating on dead Taliban fighters. Panetta says he's ordered the Marine Corps and a military command office to immediately and fully investigate the incident, and he's promising to hold those accountable to the fullest extent of the law.
Retired Army Colonel Jack Jacobs is a military analyst for MSNBC and joins us live to talk about it. Colonel, we know videos like that have the power to derail diplomatic policy, ignite violence against United States citizens or service members. What do we know about the authenticity of this video?
Well, we're not sure that it's authentic, but the Defense Department, certainly by its statements in the Marine Corps, are making statements that sounds like they believe it's authentic. The Naval Criminal Investigation Service is investigating the whole incident and then will present its findings to the commander, the combatant commander, who will probably then decide to convene an Article 32 investigation, which is effectively the grand jury procedure in the military after people are charged.
Now, this video, if it really is that of U.S. Marines, continues a periodic storyline of servicemen desecrating symbols and humiliating people. How can this happen after Abu Ghraib?
Well, it's hard to believe. When you have a very large sample of people, some of them are going to be stupid. That's all there is. There's no explaining it in any other way. Lots of safeguards is instruction all the time. People get briefed before they go overseas, after they come back. It's continual instruction inside the organization. One thing you can point to, other than just people being stupid, is the chain of command. A commander is responsible for everything that happens or fails to happen in a unit. And so even once these Marines are identified and maybe even charged and or tried, I don't think you've seen the end of it. They report to a non-commissioned officer who reports to an officer, and I don't think they're going to escape punishment either.
So commanders have a lot of responsibility in the field, given some of the other things that have occurred. Is there a problem with some commanders?
Well, I think you've got it on one. Most commanders and non-commissioned officers are superb. Some are not. And those who slack off on the job wind up having units that are irresponsible or people who act in an irresponsible way. It isn't easy being a supervisor in wartime. It takes a great deal of effort to make sure that your unit fights together and also acts properly. Continual vigilance is what's required. And if you close your eyes and look the other way for 1 second, very bad things will happen. So commander's responsible, non-commissioned officers responsible, and individuals are responsible as well.
Colonel Jacobs, thanks so much for your help on this. We
My
appreciate
great
it.
My pleasure.
Retired Army Colonel Jack Jacobs is a military analyst for MSNBC.